Give us, O Lord, the capacity to hear you and to know you and to believe in you and to let your time be our time. Lord, we ask you in particular to give us the strength and the grace to seek your face always and to trust that your invitation for us to love you is always rooted in grace and peace. Blessed Mother, be with us as we pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit. Holy Mary, Saint Joseph, just be seated one moment, ladies. A couple of times during the last week and the week before, there was the gospel at the funeral, John chapter 14. It's kind of popular for the funerals because it's sort of beautiful about Thomas and the Lord. But I just want to kind of invert it a little bit and have you think of it differently. This is John's Gospel, chapter 14. It says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many rooms, also known as many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself so that where I am, you also may be." I just wanted that little thought. Prayer is a dwelling place with God. It's finding your identity in the Father's house. Going to where you know you are loved, you are cherished, where you were formed, the Father's house. Connecting the three houses in our lives, where I live, my church home, and the Father's home, is a beautiful way to understand prayer. I pray in my home, through the grace of the sacraments, I'm drawn deeper, so that I may live in the Father's home. A prayer that I would ask you to pray about is, what is my image of home? My own home, growing up. My home in the church. And then to be drawn deeper into the Father's home, the Father's heart. It's an interesting dynamic because it should be one. They should heal each other, point to each other, lead you to each other. And that's the beauty of God's love. Okay? That awareness is ultimately the grace to know how to pray. Where I am, either in my home, at church, I will know who I am and that Christ has come from there and leads me to heaven. So whenever you pray, you are never alone. Seek the relationship of Christ. Seek his face and allow him to lead you towards the Father's dwelling place. Don't let your hearts be troubled in prayer, but have faith in me. Jesus says, let those words sort of echo in our hearts with confidence as we offer this time before the Lord.